Hi, thank you for calling Europcar and FoxRent A-Car customer service. This is Rika. How can I help?
Hi, I just had a quick question about my rental, and I need to know what the next step is.
Yes, sure. I'm more than happy to assist you. Do you have your confirmation number?
No. I don't. It's in the car still. I'm no longer in possession of the car.
Okay. Let me locate first your rental using your full name. Can you spell your first and last name?
Yeah, the last name is Whole. And the first name is spelled ASRSE.
ASRSE is
Yep.
the first name.
Correct.
Okay. I don't see any rental under your name, sir.
Well, I have the car.
Anyway, what's your concern?
The concern is I was out and about, and a gentleman stopped me. I was out getting a Starbucks coffee, and he said that this particular vehicle, he had one when he was younger. It was owned by his father, and his father had passed. It's a whole story, but nonetheless, he made me an excellent offer on the car, which I did accept. And now he has the car. I just wanted to know after the insurance that I purchased on the vehicle, for the coverage in case of, an accident or liabilities, something being stolen, how much do I owe you out of pocket for the vehicle?
I see. Actually, sir, when it comes to that matter, it is not visible here in our end as we are from reservation department. Will that be fine if I will check my resources here and I will place this call on hold for a minute or two?
Okay, but the which department covers it? I sold the car, and I need to know how to get the registration transferred to the new owner.
But did you rented that vehicle with Fox and you just sold it to a different person?
Yeah, you're getting it now. Yes, that's exactly. I rented it with you guys, and then midway through my rental process, I sold it. To a third party, and I need to know how to go about getting the title and the registration transferred over to this gentleman.
Okay, let me check my resources here. Where did you pick up the car?
I picked it up from, oh, what was it? It was over on Century Boulevard in Los Angeles.
Okay, hold on. I will also try to locate the rental so that I can check if there's any notes under the rental in Los Angeles. When did you rented the car?
I rented the car on, let's see, what's today? Today's the 21st. I rented it on the 17th.
On the 17th of September.
Yeah, I rented it. It was September 17th, 2025 is when I rented it.
2025
Yeah.
for next year?
No, that's this year, 2025.
It's 2024.
Yeah, last year was.
I'm sorry, sir. It's just September 22nd, 21st,
Well, I know it's the 21st right
2023.
now. Yeah, right. It's yeah, September 21st, 2025.
No, it's 2024, not 2025.
No, 2024 was last year when the election and stuff was going on. Kamala Harris is president now. She's already been sworn in back in January.
Sir, I think you're dialing a wrong number. It's just 2024, not 2025.
Oh, okay. I mean, you're confused. That's fine, honey. I know your job's difficult, but did you find any notes about my reservation?
Hold on, let me try to locate it first. But I can guarantee it's 2024, not 2025 today.
Maybe you're just going to. Do you have an old calendar? Oh, they just did an update on the Microsoft, so your probably clock is off.
Hold on.
I just can't believe that they got him on the third attempt. You know what I'm saying? She won by default.
I don't know what you're saying, sir, but let me confirm the spelling of your first name.
Yeah, because Manila was almost completely wiped out.
No, it's not, sir. Anyway, your first name spells as A for Apple, S for Sam, R for Robert,
uh-huh.
S for Sam, E for Echo.
Yep.
How do you pronounce it?
It's Arse. It's Irish. It's a family name.
Arse. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Did you get my last name too?
Hole. Whole.
Yeah, Arsehole. Yes, correct.
Oh, you are.
I'm sorry?
You are Arsehole?
Yeah, that's my God-given.
I'm speaking with Arsehole.
Yeah, it's my God-given name, by my parents.
Okay.
Mr. and Mrs. Hole.
Okay. I don't see any reservation under your name.
Well, that's weird, because I sure made a reservation.
Yes, it is.
Maybe it's because you're still. Can you update your system to 2025? Maybe that's why you're not finding it. You're still in 2024.
Yeah, I already did. And I don't see any reservation under your name.
Okay, did you put your glasses on, your reading glasses, your spectacles, your testicles?
I'm not using... Sorry, sir, I'm not using any glasses.
Well,
I have
that's what I'm saying. That's the problem, is you don't have your glasses on.
I'm not wearing any glasses since birth.
Do you have
I don't have any eyes.
Do you have, like, PTSD going on post-tsunami, yeah?
No, we don't.
But Manila was wiped out in the great tsunami of 2024.
No, it's not wiped out. We're still here. We're still alive.
No, it's gone. What do you mean? What do you mean we? Like, I don't get what's going on. See, the problem is you keep talking about you got 2020 vision. You need 2025 vision is what you're needed.
Is there someone with you?
Someone with me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Is there anybody with you?
Wait a minute. Are you hitting on me?
No, I'm not. I'm just asking.
Hang on. Let me go to the other room. Yes, I'm with someone. Hang on a second. Let me go in the bathroom. Shut this door. All right. So give me your stats. I'll let you know if you're my type or not. What do you look like? Hello? Yeah, what do you look like?
What do you mean?
How tall are you?
Is it necessary? We're talking about your rental.
Yeah, because I don't date women that are over 5'5", because then I feel inferior.
Okay, because I am 5'6" in tall.
Okay, but what is your build like? What is your circumference?
Why? Why are you asking that question?
Well, because how big a girl are you?
I'm a big girl.
You thought that would deter me. Yeah, listen, I like them big, you know. I'll make you some homemade ice cream. Mm. I got a Kansar machine. Like, I make homemade ice cream on the first date. I put sprinkles on it. And then the syrup comes later.
I can buy it here in Manila.
Yeah, but I make it homemade, you know, and then I make some fresh pag-pag.
Okay, because I'm not eating homemade ice cream. I'm sorry, sir.
Why not? Don't eat that commercial stuff. That's very bad for you. There's a lot of carcinogens in there.
But that is what I preferred.
Listen, if you want me to be a disgusting, dirty man, I can do that. Like, I'll put Drano in your ice cream if that's what you need. Clean you right out.
You can do that. You can definitely do that, but not with me.
Okay. But with who? Do you know somebody? You want to set me up on a blind date?
Maybe with your mom or with your sister?
No, I've already had them before.
Or any girlfriend?
Do you have to know. Let me step out of the bathroom. You do have to know, though, that every man has come out of a vagina unless it was a C-section. So realistically, like every man has been inside of their mother, and you've been inside of your mother too.
Mm-hmm.
That makes you a lesbian.
And because of that, thank you for letting me, or for giving me a right to disconnect this call. Have a good one, Mr. Astro.
I'm gonna call back.
Welcome to the Fox Customer Satisfaction Survey.
All right, time for a survey.
As a valued customer, our goal is.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
So, Axpa's been playing, he's been messing around with the AI motherfucking machine. And he had it trained on Carlito's voice, and we started training some songs for Carlito to say or to sing. And it's pretty fucking wild. Hang on a second. And if you guys got songs in the chat that you think Carly would be good at singing, let us know. We'll try to play those throughout the show. We got a man on it. Hang on a second. Let's try this one.
You let me desecrate you. You let me penetrate you.
Oh, boy.
Well.
I don't remember what song that was supposed to be.
I don't belong here.
Oh, creep. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care for creep. This. I'm getting along. I'm a scat man. Young that up to. I'm a scat man. That up to. Young that up to.
Oh, hang on. I mean, he's fast forward.
Things just couldn't be the same. The Sam as free as a bird now. Machiavellian is Illuminati.
Illuminati. Not Tupac. All through your body.
It goes like a 12-game shotty.
Getting shotty.
Little man. Hey, how's that? He's just sending him. What? We got nuns and me. The wild has it away. Yeah.
Oh, it's because there was two tracks going at the same time, I think.
Louis, that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty.
I want the booty.
Back up the booty. I need the booty. I like the booty. Oh, what a booty. Shaking.
Oh, Barbie girl? We already got Barbie girl.
Yeah.
Oh, blocking plastic. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair. I'm best for everywhere.
My hair.
Imagination. Sadness, your creation. Tom Morgan, what's Will Barry? I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
Flapping plastic.
No.
Skip my way through.
It was my only wish to rise. A bubby, jealous coward, motherfuckers out the spies. What's on the prize?
There we go.
Give me a nod. I'm ready to die right here tonight. More than what they like. That's what they streaming as they jail me, but I'm out of the jail. Salt and fire, so you're in the jail. And quit never fail. Chanting made out of savvy, envious, and after me.
What is this?
Adversaries.
Five rivers, the sweet love.
Oh, it's Freebird.
Though this feeling I've been changed.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay? I have bad reception.
Grandma, here to hug you.
Oh, just a minute here.
Okay.
What's going on?
You sure you got the right phone number?
Yeah, listen, you're not home right now, are you?
I'm coming around. Hold on.
What's that?
You're not home right now, are you?
No, we aren't.
Okay, because I just crashed my car into the house.
Oh, we'll be home in the middle of the week.
Okay, but what do I do right now? Because half the house is gone. I was drinking and smoking marijuana, and I you know where your front door was?
You sure you have the right phone number? Who are you calling?
Yeah. I put my Mazda right through the front door. I thought it was gonna fit.
I don't think so. I gotta go. Bye.
You old bitch.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hello?
Hey! What's going on, man? Returning the phone call.
You're what?
I'm returning the phone call.
From who?
From Ron.
Yeah, who's this?
It's Dwight. I talked to Cindy when I called earlier, but she said I had to call back because you weren't around.
Oh, Dwight, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, so... She said I had to explain it to you, but I think she should have been in on explaining it. Like, her... I'm gonna pull the band-aid. I'm gonna rip the band-aid off, and I'm just gonna be honest with you. Like, she touched it.
What was that?
I mean, you know, my penis.
What's that?
She touched my penis.
Who did?
Cindy did. She invited me over under the guise of needing help moving something, and then when I got there, she touched my penis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, who's Cindy?
What do you mean, who's Cindy?
Yeah, I don't know Cindy.
You do too. I don't understand. Why are we playing games? I came all the way out to your trailer, and she touched it.
All the way out to my trailer?
Yeah, and she touched it.
When was this?
Today.
Really?
Yeah. I came all the way over there. I mean, I know it wasn't too far away just because I was over here at the Auto Mafia Racing. I was just checking some shit out, and then she invited me over, and she touched it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But, like, she didn't just, graze it. Like, she full-on, like, she, like, grabbed me by my shoulders, and she called me a handsome young man, and she, like, straightened my shoulders out, and she adjusted my collared shirt, and then she unzipped my pants, and she touched it.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that you were with a trouser toucher.
Oh, no, I think you got the wrong guy.
No, she took my slacks off and everything.
Oh, okay, well.
Shut up, motherfucker. She unclipped my suspenders. And then she put it in her mouth.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And that was who?
Cindy.
Cindy who?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know no Cindy. What's her last name?
Himmelsbach.
Who?
Come on. It's the same as your last name. Don't play games. She's 57. Well, she's 57?
No. I don't know no Cindy by that name.
You don't? She has middle initial of L. Don't know her.
What's that?
She has a middle initial L.
No. No, Cindy. Who's
that?
Yeah,
she's got a... She was born in February.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Dwight who?
What do you mean? You acted like you knew me, dude, when I told you who it was, and I talked to Cindy, and you were like, oh, Dwight. It was like we were best friends.
Well, I play that game because I don't know who you are.
Well, she kept calling me a little bitch, and that's what I'm calling about. I didn't appreciate that.
Okay.
But, like, do you want to explain the ongoings? Like, why she do this? Why? What happened?
I don't know, no, Cindy.
Uh-huh. She was Swihart for a bit?
No, I don't know.
No, that's the truth. What are you calling me, a liar?
I don't even know who you are.
Listen, listen. I'll come out there and I will tow your trailer away with you in it. I don't even care. Hey. 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 Excuse me, fella.
Man, I almost scammed another one, man. I can't believe they let us have phones in prison. This motherfucker, I had enough information. He almost gave me his stuff. Like, keep a lookout, man. Make sure they ain't coming around doing no fucking bed checks. I'm gonna call somebody else. Hang on, put my white voice on. Hello? Hello? I'm calling to borrow some mayonnaise. Come on, come on, come on. All right, let's do some dings before it gets too late.
We are not available to take your call right now. Please leave a
short message. Fucking liar.
And phone number, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Oh, Ron. Oh, I guess you should have picked that phone up, huh? Who's the woman on the voicemail? Oh, it's fucking Cindy, the fucking trouser toucher, you fucking jerk off. Hey, why don't you call me back and explain yourself, motherfucker, you? Goddamn you. Goddamn you. Your tithing at the church ain't gonna save you now, motherfucker, okay? He straight up lied and that she was doing the voicemail of their fucking phone. What a liar.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hi, this is Robert. Leave me a message. I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thank you.
Hi, Robert. This is Dwight. I run a prank call show on Saturday nights on YouTube. And the reason I'm calling is because after we're done doing prank calls, we usually sit down and watch a movie, and we vote on it democratically, of course. And again, the reason for my call is, number one on the list tonight is Terminator 2 Judgment Day, which you should know fairly well because you were in it. And we want to try to get some feedback on why our listeners should vote to watch Terminator 2 after the show tonight, because you're up against some stiff competition. Simon Says is on number two. I mean, that's Dennis Rodman. He's a legend. Contagion, Turbo Kid, Videodrome, Chronicle, 21 Jump Street. I mean, by default, you're going to beat that one out, so that's okay. The Wave, Strangers with Candy, and Safety Not Guaranteed. Now, if you could give me a call back and give me, like, your top three reasons that everybody should vote for Terminator 2 Judgment Day. All right. Thank you. Thanks, Robert. You're the best. Bye. So I just called the T-1000 fucking Terminator from Terminator 2 to ask him why we should watch his movie. And that's 100%. That's your movies for tonight that I just listed over in Dwight Court if you go over and vote. Hi, I was calling. My name's Roy. I was trying to reach Lindsay.
Yes, who is this?
Roy, I left a note on your car.
Oh, yes. I did see the note on your car, or the note on my car that you left me.
Yeah, and I just now got an opportunity to like return your text.
Oh, not a problem at all. How did you manage to hit it, if you don't mind me asking?
To be honest, I had one too many to drink, and
oh, okay.
So it's not a complete clear picture. It's rather hazy.
Yeah.
But I did at least. You know, think I was like, hey, I better leave a note.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you leaving a note.
Because originally I thought I thought it was my car, and when I kept trying to use my keys, and I couldn't get in, and so like I started getting irritated because I'd been, like I said, I'd been out drinking, and my girl, she broke up with me. And
oh,
so
I'm
sorry. You know, it's probably for the best, because if someone can have sex with your cousin, like the trust is gone. And so like I was out there just trying to get out of the situation because they were both there. And so like I was, like I said, I was trying to get the key in there. And then when I couldn't get in, I started kicking it. And of course I thought I was kicking my car, and obviously I was kicking yours.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I was like, oh, you know, when I came to the realization, I was like, I better do the right thing and leave a note.
Did you take any pictures of the damage or anything like that? Or
I took pictures, and I looked at my phone the next day, and I obviously wasn't holding the phone very still. And so it was just blur. It was like it didn't show, like, not what I have anyway. Did you take any pictures?
No, honestly, I'm a school student, so I've been so busy. I've had so many exams that I've honestly just barely been able to do anything.
Oh,
so I just saw it. I saw your note. I know I texted you, and then I honestly was like, as long as my car is driving fine right now, it's not like a huge priority for me right now.
All right.
Because I had to run for class and all that. So you just had said like you had dented the side just from kicking it.
Yeah. I didn't know if it caused a lot of damage because I did have my work boots on. They were, you know, they're steel toe, they're protective shoes. So like it made a loud thump though. That was my only concern after I came to the realization that this was not my car.
Okay, well it's completely fine. Like my car is functioning normally. Like I appreciate you leaving a note, so it's not.
Yeah,
the
car was just a mess. Like I had a big, like a whole trouble finding your registration. And like I figured you were a student because of the books and stuff.
Yeah, so it's okay. It's not a problem at all. Don't worry about it.
Okay, and you didn't find a thing I left under the seat.
No, you're good. You just have a good night. Like
okay.
It's not a problem at
but
all.
You
don't
didn't,
worry about the damage.
I locked the door after I got done, right? Because I would feel real bad if I left it unlocked.
You're fine. You're good. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
But you're gonna want to look on. You want to get that thing out from under the passenger seat before you get pulled over. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well,
hey, Captain Save-A-Ho in the back. Shut up. Who's this white knight motherfucker speaking up all of a sudden? I thought me and you had a thing.
This is her boyfriend who's a fucking police
officer. You sound like a beta cuck.
You wanna tell me what you put under her seat?
Yeah, why don't you go look there, homeboy? You got arms, don't you?
Yeah, I will. Yeah, you can lose this number, homie.
Officer Dickass.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hello?
Hi. I was looking for Connie, Corny, something.
Corinne.
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 My apologies.
Yes.
I'm retarded.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's what they keep telling me. You text me about the note that I left on your car.
Oh, I couldn't find anything. Where did you hit me?
Under,
I couldn't find anything.
Yeah, it was underneath the car.
Underneath the car? What does that mean?
Well, you were actually in possession of the car. There was people tracking me. They may or may not have had badges on. But I harnessed myself under your car to your exhaust pipe. And I hung
Why?
Out. Well, I was trying to escape the authorities.
Oh.
And so I had seen, you know, what is that movie Tom Cruise is in? He's a spy. Oh, it was one of his big ones. I'd seen it a few different times, and I'd bought this harness.
Oh.
I think it was Cocktail was the movie.
Okay.
But I had harnessed myself under your car, and I noticed that some of the bolts for the exhaust pipe had come loose while I was under there. I mean, I'm not a small fella. I'm a good 180 pounds, and
okay.
I don't think it was.
You know
was...
what I'm going to ask you to do? I'm in a meeting now. I'm going to text you my husband's phone number and just call him, and then maybe he can figure it out.
Okay. Wait a minute. You're married?
I'm married, yes.
But you didn't tell me that when I harnessed myself under your vehicle.
Well, I didn't see you.
Yeah, but I wouldn't
have
done.
Are you sure you have the right?
Yeah, I wouldn't have done. I wouldn't have harnessed myself to a married woman's vehicle.
Okay, so I was watching a show that my brother was playing in a rock band.
Uh-huh.
And we just had our car sitting there. It was parked.
Right.
So you went under my parked car?
Yeah. And so I had a harness, like, it's a regular harness. Like, you know, window washers, you know how they got the things on the side of the building?
Yeah.
And they harness themselves to to the cart.
So while we were driving?
I was under the car.
I wasn't. You were driving under my car?
Yeah, you were driving. I was under the car.
How did that happen? How did you get out?
I waited till the car stopped. I have one of the quick release C-clamps.
But we went home. We just went home.
Yeah, and when you parked and you went inside the home, that's when I got out. That's when I did the
quick
release. We had
a person under our car that whole time?
Yeah, and I listen, like, potholes, they're dangerous.
I'm speaking German now. Ich kann das nicht glauben. I cannot believe it. Okay. Well, I am in a meeting right now, so I teach voice lessons, singing lessons.
Long are you going to be in the meeting? Because I need a ride.
I can't give you a ride.
No, it's okay. I've got my harness.
I'm sorry. I need to get back to my meeting. Bye bye.
I'm going
to
go get under the car. I had a person under the car the whole time.
Why did she switch to German? Like she
maybe she gives German lessons?
German singing lessons?
I don't know. That was weird.
Her German didn't sound like super native or anything.
I feel like Johann could have showed her up.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I need to switch to my native language to truly express myself. It wasn't that kind of thing.
I don't know. It was weird. But that was funny that she thought that there was actually someone under the fucking car. She's going to check under her car when she goes out there tonight.
The message or for faster response, please text me. Thank you.
Text hey, time.
Corinne, quick question. What time are you leaving for work in the morning? Because I do have a meeting I need to get to. If you could leave at no later than like 7:15, that would be swell. If you just want to come out in the morning, I'll already be tethered to the exhaust pipe. And I'm going to bring a wrench and a socket set, and I'm going to tighten up these bolts for you while I'm under here. If you could just head north, that'd be great. I have a sleeping bag and everything. So don't worry about me. Just go ahead and fire up the car in the morning and go. I'll already be tethered in. All right. I appreciate you, Corinne. Goodbye.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hello.
Hi.
Who the hell is this?
Hey, is that Thayer?
Yeah.
It's Dwight. I'm calling about the aluminum wheels.
On what?
You had four of them, right?
Yeah, on that old 06 Ford truck.
Yeah, you said you had four of them, all terrain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sold them.
Yeah, I know. These are made out of tin, man, out of like aluminum foil or something. I put them on my truck and lowered it down. It fucking squished.
Who are you trying to get a hold of?
You, Thayer.
Well, you've got a resident. You don't have a tire shop.
What do you mean? Yeah, I know. What of it? I run it out of my apartment.
Well, that's your fucking problem.
Well, you sold me tin foil shit, and you said it was aluminum.
No, I did not. I don't even know who the hell I'm talking to.
Let's calm it down, Thayer. This is Dwight.
This is getting to be an upset person.
Yeah, I know, because you're a bit of a pussy. But that's fine. I'll talk to you. I don't care.
Why don't you just come on over to my house, you son of a bitch? If you know where I live, and I'll be standing out there waiting on you.
Listen, you yeast infection, why don't you calm down and be reasonable?
Why don't you listen to me, you fucking prick-headed, no-good son of a bitch and motherfucker? You've done pissed me the fuck off. You want to settle this? Come to my house. You know where I live.
Hey, go chew an aspirin before you have a fucking heart attack, all right? Come on. It's not that bad of a deal. Come on, man. I just want my money back.
You listen to me. You want your ass bit? Come on.
I don't want to fight you. I'm just, you want to scam people? That's
you
fine.
You done fucking all. You done bit the dog in the ass. You're asking for it. Now, I never sold anybody any fucking wheels. I don't know you from Adam and Eve and Steve. So you better get your shit straight. If it's the fucking prank, it's going to be even worse on you.
What? All right. What if it is a prank, homeboy?
Homeboy will kick your fucking ass. This is the fucking hillbilly you're fucking with.
Cuzzo.
All I gotta do is make one goddamn phone call and I'll have four of my Kims standing right here with me.
You listen here. You
and
live,
I will take
no,
your ass
your
to
mouth.
The fucking grave.
You're living in Biden's America now, buddy. You need to settle down with that redneck shit.
We're not living any goddamn where, you son of a bitch. You started this fucking shit, you motherfucker. You want your ass whipped? You better come to my motherfucking front yard. I don't give a goddamn if Kamala Harris is standing there with her fucking pussy spread with you sitting there licking it. I will kick your goddamn fucking ass.
Listen, this is a post-Obama presidency. Biden's in charge now. And listen, you have no power anymore, white man.
You're nothing but a low-life, no-good son of a bitch.
Hey, listen, you have no more power, white man.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Whew. Whoa.
Oh, whoa. I did not anticipate him.
Was that from my number list?
Yes, it was.
I did not anticipate.
Beautiful.
He talked about Kamala Harris's pussy.
He was like,
I don't care.
If this is a prank, it's going to be even worse for you. Oh, what if it is a prank, boy?
It's a prank.
Hi, you have reached the funeral home for unwanted phone calls and scams. I'm sorry we're unable to answer your phone at this time to do the burying, you asshole. So speed things up, leave me your name and number and your insurance policy, and I will get back to you as soon as we can. Have a good day.
Aren't you tired? No. You almost fell asleep watching Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. You were like three, huh? It's from the energy drink. You had an energy drink 3 hours ago. You've been out there drinking energy drinks at quarter to midnight? Your mother's going to love that. Okay, if your mom asked, though, you drank that energy drink at 2 o'clock. Not midnight. Deal? Shake the hand. Deal? She has bit me. She bit my thumb. I didn't wash that hand. I didn't wash that hand, just so you know. I don't know. What are you watching? The video game? Careful. People can see you on camera, so make sure your jammies are pulled down all the way. Your butt's not out. Okay, well, I'm just saying. You should make sure your butt's not out. Is that? No, that's not Pickles. Pickles is almost 17 now. Yeah, Kat, you missed that. We were in Discord BSing back and forth. And next thing you know, I hear, whoop, bop. And I look over and the suitcase box that I had ordered a suitcase in, she was in it and she was trying to move it around. She was standing up in it. It went over and she smacked her head on the fucking table. And so then for the next hour and a half, we were out watching TV, letting her cry all the water out of her body.
That wasn't exactly. That was like Beetlejuice. I almost cried all the water out of my body.
Yeah, it was just like Beetlejuice. Almost cried all the water out of your body.
Now I'm going to put my shoes on, and I'm going to have invisible feet.
But how are you going to... Your feet are down there. The camera's up here. How are you going to have invisible feet?
I can just do this. Oh, wait.
You're just doing sick tricks with your feet?
Off.
You could have just held the socks up again. Instead, you put them on the feet, and then you're holding the feet up. That sounds like some extra shenanigans right there. How much time do we? What is this? It's midnight?
Yeah.
It's midnight? Okay, you gotta go to bed now.
No.
Oh. Damn, kids don't listen no more. Tell them go to bed. They tell you no.
Hello?
Hey, you got some hay?
No, don't have any hay.
I thought you had some round bales of hay.
What? No.
Listen,
I'm retired.
How much more hay do you gonna get this season?
It's the last day of the line of season.
Yeah.
I couldn't catch that.
Hey, hang on a second. Come here and ask this guy how much hay he's gonna get this season. Just ask him real quick. No, don't think about it. He's gonna hang up on me if you don't ask.
How much hay you're gonna get this week?
Yeah. How much hay? I told my daughter I'd get her some hay, and if you don't give me some hay, it's going to make me be a bad dad. I'm going to be a liar. Tell him you want some hay.
I don't have any hay.
Tell him to get you some hay. Tell him.
You want some hay?
Yeah, see, she needs some hay, man. I only get her every other weekend, and if I don't have any hay, she's going to go home, tell her mom, and then, you know, custody battles.
Even Bunny's telling her.
Yeah, the Bunny's telling you to get some hay, too.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
He hung up, but that was a good job. Give me five. Nice job. Well done. It adds so much character to the call.
Yar.
Hello?
Hello. Hi. You got donkeys?
Ooh, donkey.
No, I'm looking to buy donkeys.
Oh, I thought you had donkeys.
No, sir.
I'm sorry, sweetie. No donkeys for your birthday this year. Are you gonna be? You're not gonna cry, are you? Oh, ma'am, you've upset my children. Ma'am, could you get me a donkey, please?
No, I can't help you.
Please.
I don't have one. Thanks.
Please.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Okay, she can't. They can't get
oh,
me.
Oh, that was great.
They can't get me any donkeys.
That was really good.
They got no donkeys. Let's see. We'll do a couple more, and then I think we're gonna watch movies.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, I was calling about the AR-15 you had for sale for $650. It's my daughter's birthday coming up. You still want the AR-15, sweetie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. She's turning 10. So give me a call back and let me know when and where I can see it and pick it up. Thank you. Bye. I think we need to end the show right there because we might be in trouble.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Okay. We're going to tell a joke about Batman and then we're going to go because Xenorax is wearing a Batman mask. You going to tell the joke? Who wants to tell the joke?
She wants me to tell it.
Okay, you can tell. Here, come over here and you can have the microphone.
So, why...
Here we go. We'll bring it up. There you go.
Okay. Why does Batman only cover half of his face?
Why?
He said why.
So the cops know he's white.
Oh my gosh.
You know what's terrible? This 9-year-old was the one that told me that joke first.
The first time I said it, the second one.
Oh, how things have changed.
Hey, man, sir, I can't
or
talk.
Not.
I gotta catch a plane.
Oh,
I missed it. I was over talking that. What was that?
Oh, okay. They didn't hear that one. Go ahead.
Oh,
go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
What did the first tower say to the second one? Hey,
what
sorry,
did it say?
I can't talk right now. I gotta catch a plane.
Oh, no, it's a 9-11 joke. Oh, the towers are catching planes now. Watch out, y'all. Watch.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
So edgy.
All right.
Okay.
I have dad jokes. They're horrible.
You have dad jokes?
Yeah, let's hear the dad jokes.
Okay,
yeah.
Dad jokes are good. Go ahead. All right, come over here. Here you go. Get your invisible feet over here.
Yeah, hold up. I'm thinking. hat?
It's a good idea.
Okay. Why can't eggs tell jokes?
Why can't eggs tell
they
jokes?
They crack each other up.
They crack each other up, huh?
That's good.
Yeah, this one, she got in trouble for swearing at a sleepover and doing your mama jokes to everyone.
Oh my god.
What's your best your mama joke? What's a good one you got?
I'm thinking.
Oh, I got one.
Okay, we got your mama jokes. Here we go.
Your mama's so big she falls off of both sides of the bed.
Hold on, I'm thinking of I'm glad to hear that mama jokes haven't died.
Look, she's bouncing back and forth like Eminem in 8 Mile, you know, when B-Rabbit's getting ready for the beat. Like, I got it going now, yeah. Oh, you got one?
Yeah. Your mom's so fat, when she sits on Walmart, it lowers the prices.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
These are new. I haven't heard them.
I added a little razzle-dazzle by putting the devil voice on. Yeah, you sounded like Satan right there. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah? Well, your mom is so tall, she tripped over a lamppost and hit her head on the moon.
He said, your mama's so tall that she tripped over a lamppost and hit her head on the moon.
Your mom is so hairy when she gave birth to you, you had rug burn.
Oh, ooh.
Oh my God.
Ah.
Getting personal now.
Yeah, he took great offense to that. He's Italian. He knows all about that. The only thing worse would be if his mother was a Spaniard. Cat's over there just sipping and nodding. She's like, yep. Mm-hmm. She's like spitting facts.
You don't know how Cat feels about the Spaniards.
Right.
And the Italians.
No, you want to talk about farts. This one ripped her. I told her she needed to go to the bathroom and check her pants. She ripped her ass so bad.
When she stepped on the scale, it says, I don't want your number.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? When your mama steps on the scale, it says, one person at a time, please.
He says, your mama's so fat, when she steps on the scale, it says, one person at a time, please. All right, we're going to get out here and go to Dwight Court and watch a movie. I don't know what's winning.
I have one.
And I don't think we can force it. In 15 minutes, it'll finish up anyway. There's a four-way or three-way tie with Simon Says, Contagion, and what is 7? 20. Who the hell is voting for 21 Jump Street? Somebody's got a magic mic fetish or something. Oh gosh, that's why they want to see that.
I have one, but it's about obese.
That's a great idea.
About the what? Huh? All right, one more joke, and then we're going to go. One more joke. Give your best one. Give your best one.
Your mom is so ugly, the burglars broke in just to close the blinds.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I missed it.
She said, your mom is so ugly, the burglars broke in just to close the blinds.
That's a good one.
They said that was a pretty good one. All right, we're going to go over to Dwight Court in 15 minutes. The movie will end in after Kat's done smoking her drugs, probably. We'll watch a movie. She is a marijuana addict.
She needs a devil's pixie.
She has a problem.
She needs a devil's pixie. Oh,
she partakes in the marijuana.
Devil's lettuce? Question mark?
Yeah. See, she looks respectable, right? Like, you would go and buy, like, I don't know.
Weed?
I don't know. Yeah, you buy a pound of weed from her.
Buy weed from her.
Like, in the back of the Walmart lube section. Like, you go back there and, you get an oil change and a pound of weed. Like, you'd be like, hey, this must be the manager. No, she just loiters there.
Where did you get that Batman mask?
Huh?
Where did you get that Batman mask?
They had that at Spirit Halloween when we were there earlier today.
That's a good question. I found it in the house somewhere.
We were scouting Halloween costumes earlier at Spirit Halloween.
Yippee. Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
father, you Carlito Cross, motherfucker, you. He asked me to touch it, and I touched it, and it felt real good, motherfucker, you. Carlito Cross, king of the madhouse, gone too soon, motherfucker, you. Touch it, touch it, touch it, motherfucker, you. Swamp Machine Ranch Road, Carlito Cross, Carlito Cross, Carlito Cross, Carlito Cross, motherfucker, you. Carlito Cross, motherfucker, you. Carlito Cross, motherfucker, you. Motherfucker, you. Carlito Cross, touch it, touch it, touch it, motherfucker, you. Carlito Cross. Carlito Cross. Carlito Cross. Carlito Cross. Motherfucker, you. Carlito Cross. Motherfucker, you. Carlito Cross. Motherfucker, you. Motherfucker, you. Motherfucker, you. Carlito Cross. Carlito Cross. Carlito Cross. Motherfucker, you.